Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Gene Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and now you be at 6:02, 10 seconds ago, right along with it, Sunday evening, right here on your Fan New York City. Steve Summers here, and of course you there with Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass, and no, from the 888-808-1019, the number to call as we begin a Sunday schmooze until Packers and Seahawks, the Westwood One pregame at 7:30, right here on your Fan, New York City. And we are going to begin, well, we'll get into the Giants in just a second. And the Giants, by the way, better on fourth down than first, second, or third. But we'll get to them in a second, because we want to begin with breaking news. The New York Jets have won a football game, and they do so thanks to, and they not only win the football game over the Jaguars, but they beat the spread thanks to some clock mismanagement. Instead of letting the clock wind down to 1 second and kicking a game-winning field goal, they've got that first down, and they go for the touchdown and get it. They didn't fumble. Rodgers looked like, in this game, he was wearing a Green Bay uniform. Davante Adams will be visiting many more times Taco Bell near you. And again, he was amazing, as you heard with the update. 9 catches for 198 yards, all in the second half. And the New York Jets, yes, they were favored. That's also like a conspiracy theory already, that the New York Jets favored to win a football game, although it was never, of course, in doubt, he says, dripping with sarcasm. But the Jets do win a football game, and that's good news for the New York Football Giants, because the New York Football Giants are doing exactly what they need to do. You might be a diehard New York Football Giants fan and still feel some discomfort with another loss, another blowout loss. Of course, DeVito got with the concussion, so you're concerned about him, the popular cutlets with DeVito. But the bottom line is the Giants are doing what they need to do. And again, what you have to do, what you are probably doing right now as a New York Football Giants fan, is if you're not accepting, if you're not tolerating, you must embrace losing. Because the conspiracy theory would be the New York Football Giants are closer to being number one than any other of the 32 teams in the NFL. And, of course, this has more to do with April than February. Even those drones above New Jersey and MetLifeless carry signs that say it's enough already. And, well, now, if you're a New York Football Giants fan, you want to see more of the same. You need to gather together with family and friends and wonder how they can find new and creative ways to lose so they can reach number one in the draft. Already with the number one achieved, the first NFL team this year to be eliminated, putting them in great position to be number one in April. No doubt looking for the next franchise quarterback, and maybe that would be Cam Ward out of Miami, who last night finished number four with the Heisman Trophy. Remember the good old days when the New York Giants, when the fans had a choice of paper or plastic? Now that plastic has been deemed toxic, you're left with a paper bag. But fans still make holes in those bags to see a team not worth looking at. The New York Football Giants, you don't want wins. You want the Panthers to win. You want the Bears to win. You want the Raiders. You want these kinds of teams, the Titans, the Browns, the Patriots. You want these teams to win. Those are the teams you root for if you're a New York Football Giants fan, because with the Giants, here's what you want. More of the same. More of what you have seen. False starts. Delay of games. Intentional grounding. Fumbles. Missed tackles. Interceptions. And another illegal man downfield. Holding offensively and defensively. Unnecessary roughness. Another drop. Wide left or wide right on another field goal. Miss extra points when, heaven knows, when a TD might be scored. And more three and outs. Encroachment. Roughing the passer. And, of course, the illegal block in the back. And you want predictable play calls and more of what is heard from the head coach. I'll have to look at the film, since all he can do is look away during the game with fans doing the very same. So for New York Football Giants fans, you want more of the same. You want more of this.
Just trying to get a win. Again, do everything we can do each week.
No falling down Manhattan streets. Giants hopes end in defeat. The stadium's silent, nothing to cheer. Oh, what a disappointing year.
Jones in a shotgun set. Tracy to his left. Jones takes the snap. Flushed out to his right. Dancing left and nowhere to throw to, and he's just going to get sacked.
Yeah, very frustrating. Tough position. We got to find a way to make some more plays.
Jones sits over center, hands it off to Singletary. Back for Jones and a flea flicker, and he's going to get sacked.
Go back and look at it. Probably need to put the ball in front more.
Oh, Giants, why'd you break our hearts? No fire left, no magic sparks. It's Christmas, all we see is a Giants blue catastrophe.
Certainly not, you know, the performance that we set out to have. No question about that.
Jones back to throw, dumps it right, and the pass is deflected in the air and intercepted off the deflection.
Well, I guess that's that for Jones.
Sad. You know, he's been around here, knows his building in and out. You know, there's going to be opportunities for him, and I'm excited to see what ends up.
Maybe someone else will do better.
Back to throw is Locke under pressure. Going to get sacked back at the 38-yard line. Shotgun set for Locke. Takes the snap. Nice try to run with it. Gets hit, fumbles the football, it's loose on the ground. Play action for Locke, throws it, and the pass is intercepted.
Can't tell you if he'd be ready to go right now, so Tommy will get all the reps.
Vito back in the end zone, gets hit, lobs it down the left sideline, but into the Bucs bench, incomplete.
He had what he wanted, he's down, he took a shot.
Don't worry, Giants fans, you always have the Cowboys to laugh at.
Giants, why'd you break our hearts? No fire left, no magic sparks. It's Christmas, all we see is a Giants blue catastrophe.
The 35-yarder, middle of the field, Gill in the hole, Kreider to snap it with 11 seconds to go to tie the game at 14. Snap is good, kick on its way, and it's partially blocked.
And, of course, misery, of course, as the cliche goes, misery does love company. Dallas did win today, unfortunately, but also having just a terrible season, aren't they? By the way, before we take a break, and we only have a 90-minute schmooze, which for some people may be more time than I deserve, but the bottom line is that we only do with the 90 minutes and do with Green Bay and Seattle with the pregame with From Westwood One coming your way at 7:30. But I do have to say this because it's the holiday season And it is a wonderful time of year, isn't it? He didn't choose the New York Yankees. Isn't that something that had to disturb and certainly had to hurt so deep inside the Yankee fan? The New York Yankees now are trying to win you back, aren't they? Back to the future, when you knew that the postseason and another visit to the World Series was a given. You'll not forget that fifth inning from Game 5. And you'll not want to remember that wonderful moment when your right fielder turned that little brother from Queens into the Kings of New York with a deal that could reach $805 million. And do the math. If you have mastered algebra and calculus, does losing Soto's run production turn into runs you can save with Max Fried and Devin Williams? You be the Aaron Judge, who had a better season as a player than as a Soto recruiter in the offseason. So certainly baseball 12 months a year. It's a football Sunday, of course, the New York Jets. Again, and this is when you have a situation with the fancy interim head coach who will be gone when the season is over. Now you want Aaron Rodgers coming back. He was terrific today. Oh, he had some moments even though with the 41 years of age, he had some moments today, some passes that didn't hit the target. But the three touchdown passes, and he and Devontae Adams, what a team they end up making. The 9 catches for 198 yards in the second half alone from Adams. Just a terrific performance, and the Jets win themselves a football game. And if you're a New York Football Giants fan, you're glad to see the Jets win. Because right now, the New York Football Giants are in great shape to be number one in April. All right, Noel from the 888-808-1019.